This is Views from the Watershed. I'm Lizzie Mogul, your tour guide.
I'm Aaron Bennett. I'm an environmental planner. I work with the Ashokan Watershed Stream Management Program with the towns that comprise the Ashokan Reservoir Watershed Basin. My role is to help communities implement flood hazard mitigation projects. This was all really a response to Tropical Storm Irene. We're in the hamlet of Boyceville along Route 28 in the town of Olive. The problem here in Boyceville is if you're driving along 28, you go down the hill, and unfortunately, it's just a big bathtub that fills with water. In Tropical Storm Irene, this community was hit really hard. Where we're standing here on Route 28 had about 6 feet of water that came from the Esopus Creek, which you can't see from right here where we're standing, but it's just on the other side of the Boyceville Market and the firehouse and the wastewater treatment plant. It was about a 70-year storm event. A lot of businesses never did recover. This is one of the communities that's had a lot of progress made towards implementing recommendations made in a study that looked at the ways the hamlet could be more resilient to flooding in the future. Climate change is something that Town of Olive is very on top of and concerned about. The town wanted to account for future climate conditions. These communities were built in the floodplain, so that presents a number of problems. The study that was conducted, the top recommendations were to either elevate or relocate most of the structures in this community because they are at such a flood risk that you can't protect them. Unfortunately, here in Boyceville, the flooding is so deep, you have to build to the 100-year base flood elevation and then go another 2 feet above that. These structures here, in order to elevate them correctly and properly, you'd have to elevate a lot of them 8 feet, which is just not practical. And if you don't get to that elevation plus 2 feet in New York State, you're gonna pay through the nose for flood insurance. A lot of these structures are sitting here since Irene for sale, and no one would buy them because you can't substantially improve them without a lot of money. It's not as easy as putting up a wall. If you did put up a levee or a berm to protect this business district, that levee or berm now has to be built to the 500-year flood level. The flood modeling shows that's about 14 or 15 feet of water here where we're standing in Boyceville. And so that levee would have to be able to accommodate that amount of water from the Esopus Creek. But the cost of constructing that, it's just not practical. The numbers just don't work. The way it's always been done is put up a wall or a berm and dig out the creek. And those are two things that just over time have proven that's not sustainable, just not practical for these communities anymore. Just doesn't provide enough of a benefit monetarily or in reducing flooding. And the liability is the other thing with the berm. Can you imagine if it failed? And then you have all this water behind it now. Boyceville historically has been the heart of the town of Olive. The school is here, two schools, the supermarket, and a wastewater treatment plant. And so it really is the commercial hub of the town of Olive. The writing was on the wall, and you knew that there was no silver bullet or no easy answer to solve Boyceville. It was heart-wrenching. I mean, I went to the high school right here growing up and been going to the market ever since it's been open. And to see that there's no easy answer, no quick fix for this hamlet, that's a painful pill to swallow. After these flood studies are done and the town signs off on them, then the community can either agree to let property owners do a buyout and sell to the city or not. You know, the programs are not perfect. Each community is different. Each community has different priorities. Some communities in other parts of the watershed say there's no buyouts because they don't want to lose the tax base. The result of this process was the town said, we're okay with property owners taking a buyout. There's also incentives to relocate. The money is key because it's not an affluent area. And so having enough of an incentive to get there to be some action is a key piece of it. The whole relocation, it's a big hurdle. It's a lot of effort by the property owner to go through that process and do the buyout program. The funding that's in place will buy a vacant parcel of land for equal or lesser size. But you can't be in a flood plain. And in the Catskills, either you're in a flood zone or you're on steep, unbuildable mountainside. So there's not a lot of vacant land that is available. The real estate market since the pandemic has just been unbelievable. I know that people are paying way over asking price for a lot of the parcels. There's nothing for sale anymore. There's not a lot out there, especially for these businesses. You know, location is key. You know, you can't have a doctor's office on a mile driveway up to a mountainside. It just doesn't work. Same thing with the supermarket.
The Olive Fire Department, company number 5 here in Boyceville, is a critical facility that is stranded in the floodplain. During Tropical Storm Irene, they had about 4 or 5 feet of water in the structure. The top recommendation was to relocate that fire station. What good is a fire station during a flood or an emergency if you can't get to it? So we did a number of things. The first was to buy a parcel of land. There's not a lot of places to go, so we had to think outside the box a little bit. With a fire department, it has to be near the school, and it has to be accessible during floods. And so they approached a landowner just up the road to the east, and so the fire department got a grant from the Catskill Watershed Corporation to buy a piece of land. The costs have gone up after the pandemic. From $1.3 million, it's now $1.8 million. They're plowing ahead, so it's taking a little longer and costing a little more, but I know it's going to happen. There's been another town-driven process where they hired a consultant and looked at the future. Now that we know we can't solve flooding easily, what can our town look like? Nothing's out of the picture. Let your imagination run wild. Let's see what we can come up with. It was a very preliminary study, but it's something that can provide future ideas, like a blueprint.
Yeah.
The other side of the coin is that we have other opportunities. The Esopus Creek is right there. The Ashokan Rail Trail is right here. This new big bridge is going to have a bike lane and connect the school to the rail trail. And you have all this vacant open space here, which can be used for community events and a town park that doesn't exist in Boyceville. So it's just thinking a little bit differently about the future of Boyceville.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Views from the Watershed. Learn more about this program at walkingthewatershed.com/podcasttour.